as far as Ravana making one mistake that ruined him. Yes, and we may also make mistakes like this. In general, mistakes don't happen overnight. Even when a mistake happens suddenly, there is a background to that, and there is a sequel to that also. That means, like in the case of Ravana, it was not just one action. He had done many actions before that. If we consider, say, Ajamil, it was one mistake. No, he was just walking along. He had gone for the service of the Lord, for a dharmic purpose, to get some firewood for the fire sacrifice. Along that, he saw something. Now that seeing was something which you could say that was just unavoidable. It just happened incidentally. And those thoughts also kept replaying in his mind again and again. And sometimes some stimuli we see, something happens, just provokes us quite a bit. So then that was, we could say, unavoidable. But after that, what did he do? After that, he came back, and not only did he want to associate with that prostitute, but he actually rejected his wife for that purpose. He rejected his parents for that purpose. Now he's a Brahmana. If a Brahmana is rejecting his parents and rejecting his wife, then who will want to call such a Brahmana to do some priestly work in their house? Then nobody would call. So then he had no other way to earn. So he started robbing, stealing. Now, in this case, the first mistake in terms of his seeing was unavoidable. But later on, when he was rejecting his wife, when he was rejecting his parents, surely others would have given him some advice. This is wrong, you should not do it. His own conscience would have spoken something to him. So at that time, he could have avoided it. So it's many times that one mistake may just be unavoidable. Or rather, the first mistake may be unavoidable. Because sometimes circumstances just come in and they pressure us. Or circumstances allure us in such a way that we get overwhelmed. But when our intelligence awakens, see, when the desires come and attack us, the desires don't attack us 24 hours a day. They come with sweeping speed, they attack and they make us do something wrong, and then they go away after that. They may come back again. But it's not that that intensity of the desire stays all the time. So after those desires have come and gone, what do we do? Do we try to rectify or do we try to cover up? Now we can try to rectify, we can try to cover up, or we can try to justify. Actually what I did was not wrong only. So if we see something similar happened to Sugriva. He had been living in the forest, in exile, he was a royal prince, used to opulence. Suddenly he became homeless. He just was deprived. So when he came back, he got caught in sensuality. So much so that he forgot that he had to serve Lord Ram. And then Lakshman came, and Lakshman was furious to see him engaging in such revelry while Ram was in agony in separation from Sita. But then as soon as Sugriva understood, oh, it's a big mistake on my part. As soon as he was reminded, he took that reminder and reformed himself. So broadly speaking, we can try as much as possible to avoid dangerous stimuli. But we can't. We don't know in this world from where danger or temptation may come. But after the temptation comes, after the desire's wave comes and attacks, when our good sense comes back, what do we do at that time? So the first mistake may sometimes be unavoidable. But after that we do a second mistake, a third mistake, a fourth mistake. That is what makes things unconscionable. That makes things too bad, beyond rectification. See, what happens is, the mind makes us fall down. And then say, for example, I decide I'll fast on Ekadashi. I'll fast Nirjal on Ekadashi. And then, I feel, you know, oh, it's too much pain, I can't fast Nirjal. So then I decide, let me take water. I am not fasting, just why water? Let me take food also. Then I start taking food also. Hey, why is simple food, you know? Even I am not fasting, no, let me take opulent food. And then the whole principle of austerity gets lost. So what the mind does is, it makes us fall down, and then it says, now you have fallen down, now fall down completely. So, that is the time when we can protect ourselves. That is the time when we can say no. It's like, say, simply I'm walking on the streets and say some water has fallen. So I slip and fall. Now that slip and fall was unavoidable. But if I stay fallen, that is avoidable. So similarly, for us, sometimes we may just slip, sometimes we may fall, but we can get up. And what will help us to get up is, if we have spiritual association around us. Because that spiritual association, we'll have to come back on track. We'll have to behave in a proper way. And especially if we have very good association, somebody whom we really trust, then we can tell them what happened. And we can't tell that to everyone, because people may just spread the word around that will be troublesome, unnecessarily. But there's somebody who is very close, whom we can tell them, and we know that they will not reject us because of that. Then, what will happen is, they will guide us. Oh, you should do like this. You can do this to avoid this in the future. You can do this to rectify this. So, Manthara, she poisoned the mind of Kaikeyi. Kaikeyi could have chosen not to hear Manthara, but she heard. At least what she would have done is, instead of simply acting on Manthara's guidance, she could have consulted someone else. She didn't do that at all. So she couldn't just, even if she couldn't stop hearing Manthara, she could have at least heard from someone else. Similarly, when our mind is acting like Manthara, telling us, do this, do this, do this. So before we act on it, initially might be just do one thing we might do. But before we take matters beyond limits, when our good sense has come back, at that time, should consult someone else. So spiritual environment itself can bring us back on the right track. And within that, close spiritual association can also help us to rectify what we are doing. Otherwise, we will simply want to either justify or cover it up. And then that will perpetuate the wrong. I say, what is that, you know? Cheat me once, I am a fool. Cheat me once, shame on me. Cheat me twice, cheat me thrice. Sorry, cheat me once, that's shame on you. You know, you are such a scoundrel that you cheated me. But cheat me twice, cheat me thrice, then it's shame on me. Why am I letting myself be taken on a ride like that? That means one mistake is wrong, but is excusable. But repeatedly the same thing is happening again and again and again. And that means I am simply being taken on a ride over there. So I shouldn't let others just take me on a ride like that. So that's conversion. Taking that saying around, and ourselves also, when the mind cheats us once, the mind is a rascal, it cheated me. But if I get cheated twice, thrice by the mind, and mind is not a rascal, I am a rascal also. Because I am giving into the mind repeatedly. Okay? So by having spiritual association, spiritual environment and spiritual association, we can protect ourselves from being carried away by the mind's bad ideas.